Hello, we're back. I'm Aoife.
And I'm Anya.
And you're listening to You've Got Kids and we're going
camping.
So the summer's over, but there's still a little bit of heat. It's not freezing. It's not too wet. I think there's another little chance we might get out camping. What do you think, Anya?
I don't know. Are all the campsites closing? I know Hidden Valley is opened, I don't know for how long, but October. I know they definitely do a Halloween thing down in Hidden Valley.
I think you might get, I think it'd be cold, it'd be very cold, would it?
By October, then?
I think September, you get away with it.
Oh, did you know that's not camping though? That's the glamping and the log cabins and the caravans. It's posh camping.
That's not really camping at all.
Yeah,
it's not.
I don't think you can actually book tents at that time of year.
That's makey-uppy camping.
But you can. Well, now, I've considered buying a caravan.
Have you?
Yeah, I am. Because I'm in the trailer tent at the moment.
Oh, trail tent. That's very posh.
If it was a nice trailer tent, if it was a big posh trailer tent, yeah, we'd say it's nice. But no, it's grand. I love it. Like, you're up off the ground. The reason why we went for a trailer tent was because with the baby, I wanted a bit of height off the ground. He was still very small.
But it's quick
when
up.
We bought it. Bit more heat.
Quick up and quick down.
It depends. The first time, you know yourself, like figuring it out when you first buy it. Took us about an hour. Now he can do it in about 25, 30 minutes. Nice. So long as all the bars are in the right place, you know.
Okay. Oh, that's longer than I thought it was.
Yeah,
I thought you just press a button and it just opens up.
No, nothing like that. Like, you still have to set up your poles and stuff, but it folds out nicely. I can fit my nice little cougar in. I bring, you know, the little Tupperware drawers. You know the little ones, plastic ones?
I
use that for me food.
Right.
And I have my own little...
Well, do you know what? It is a great time. Electric picnic is over now, so it's a great time to buy a tent. If you're on the lookout for a good tent, a good, strong, big airbeam tent.
Really?
Now is the time. We've always had a basic, very basic six-man tent. There's 9 of us in the family, so we said we're going to upgrade. We waited until after electric picnic last year and we bought an 8-man airbeam tent, and I'd never go back now to a rod tent, a beam tent.
I've seen a lot of airbeams. Like, my auntie bought one and my cousin bought one and his partner, and they absolutely love it. Now, the only thing I will say is about the airbeams, I did see, I'm on a camping page on Facebook, and I've seen some people have trouble with if the beam collapses or something. They were packing it, I think, with like an empty bottle underneath. Maybe.
Oh, right.
Do you know what I'm saying?
I don't know.
It was a really stormy night and one of the air beams bent and stuff came out. I don't know.
Right, I don't know.
If I'm explaining that very well, probably not.
No, anyway. You're not.
Anyway, whatever happened, it was very hard to fix on the airbeam tent. Okay? You get the point.
But the standard airbeam 8-man tent is a big tent. Now,
our tent
is massive. It's really big. We could fit more people in it, I'm sure. You can get the more expensive Vango or Outwell brands, you know, them ones. We got a Royal Atlanta. It was reduced from 800 and it's something that it was. But we got it for €230 delivered.
Right.
So we're delighted with ourselves. And we've made great use out of it. I suppose, naively, when we started camping, I hated it. I said, you can go camping. Of course the children can go camping. Just make sure there's a hotel nearby or the B&B and I'll visit you all day and then I'll go back with the baby to the B&B.
Yeah, yeah.
So I did, I actually did that.
Oh, did you actually do that? I thought you were joking.
No, I wasn't. No.
I thought you were joking.
No, I was serious.
I'm not going camping. How dare you assume I go camping, right?
Well, I don't think like water and toilets are luxuries. Do you?
Well, it depends on where you live. I suppose like it is. It is to some people.
No. Now I don't mind going camping, roughing it for a while, pitching the tent, getting there early, pitching the tent near the shower blocks or the toilet blocks or the front
handy.
Of the place. Yeah. So you can nip over and back all night. But I suppose I thought it was going to be a hassle-free, easy holiday.
No.
It couldn't be further from no hassle. The car, it's like playing a game of Tetris. That's all I can explain. Is packing up the boot up. Right up to the roof.
Yeah.
So there's no gap. You have your tent, you have your pillows, you have your kitchen, you have all your delf and
you're literally bringing your kitchen sink.
You are. Yeah, you have 10 pairs of shoes because they change every day because they get manky every day because you're out in the mud. And you have your tent, which is massive. Then you have all your children on top of that and then all of their clothes. My whole thing with camping was bring everything except your clothes. Minimal clothes.
Yeah.
Bring, you know, loads of shorts and loads of t-shirts and a few hoodies. Keep them dry. Keep them off the ground. And mute up your space on blankets and sleeping bags. Good sleeping bags. Good warm three-season sleeping bags. And your airbed or your mattress or... Have you a camp bed?
Some people use the camp beds. No, I have, because the trailer was up off.
I have a trailer tent, yeah.
You're very posh on, yeah.
Sorry, us mere peasants with our mattresses on the ground.
Actually, you have an upgrade to me. You have an Airbnb tent. My trailer tent is probably from the 70s, by the looks of it. No, it's not. It's probably from the 90s. Anyway.
Yeah, still, it's okay. I'm still very humble here. It's
still, I know. Anyways,
my superior camper.
The trailer tent kind of comes up off the ground, and I bought, now it has its own little foam thing, but I bought a double air mattress because I'm like the princess and the pea. I love my comfort. So I put the double air mattress on top of that. But it's still, I find my back just be still killing me when I'm camping, like, you know.
They are the best holidays, aren't they, Anya?
They are. I have to say, it's been a few years since I went to Italy. I went to North Chinigare Soul Club. That was my last foreign holiday with the kids.
To your camping?
No. We actually, they had a mobile home thing over there. And then the time before that, we had an apartment. And I love North Chinny. Love Italy. But I have to say, the crack that you have in the campsite, the kids make loads of friends, roasting the marshmallows at night. They just, you know,
It's just roughing it, isn't it? Getting back to basics and making your own fun. Now, we've been to loads of great campsites with loads of activities and loads of entertainment for the children. Yeah. And the last camping trip we did was in a storm. What weekend was it? It was the weekend before the FLA. It was only a tiny little, very basic campsite with nothing on it. There was nothing on it. It was showers and toilets, that's all. There was nothing else on it.
Right.
And but there was a forest beside us. And I think it was probably our best camping trip. We spent hours and hours. We didn't see the children all day. They made the best dens.
Yeah.
And they made brilliant huts. And they made dams in the river. And they just had their wellies. And that was all. And I just sat in the tent. We had a fire. And we hopped in and out of showers. What my next investment will be is... I can't think of the word. What is it? You know, outdoor things?
Oh, gazebo.
Gazebo.
Yeah.
That's what I'm going to look for now in the sales. I say there's a great one in Argos. So I'm going to have a look at that.
Actually, someone posted one day a couple of weeks ago to me. I can't remember. When I find out, I'll tell you what it was anyway.
Yeah, my whole idea is...
can't
we'll
tell you the bargain.
My whole thing is packing the car is the biggest stress in camping. Once you get there, it's fantastic. You get home, you've all your washing to do, and that's a bit of a pain.
I do my washing Do your washing there. I bring a couple of those Persil capsules. It's not that expensive to do a wash on site.
No, I'm not washing my clothes on my holidays.
But it's handy. Field. It's handy. No, because I
don't go to a field to wash clothes unless you're going to wash them in the river, aren't you?
Yeah.
You and your posh notions, washing machines, and powder capsules in your trailer tent.
But hold on a minute.
Your double mattress.
I'd hate to see it when I get me caravan.
Like, who do you want?
Nothing
big. RV. That'd be our aim.
Hey, you're not really camping.
This is getting messy on you.
I did use a washing machine when I was away. But I have to say, I'm glad I did because when I went home, I didn't have as much washing to do, obviously, you know, that kind of way. I still had a lot of washing. You know yourself, they wear them for 5 minutes and they're filthy.
Yeah.
Especially when you're camping.
Just leave them in dirty clothes.
I did. And you know, here's an even better tip. One of my aunties does this. You know the way when the kids are grown out of clothes, you bag them, you charity, give them to someone else. You know, she keeps them and keeps them for camping. And then what she does is lets them wear them all the time when they're camping, dumps them before she goes, puts them in the bin.
That's not very economically friendly.
Well, it's by the time. What did you say? It's not economically friendly. Well, they go in the bin.
It's not very kind to the environment.
Oh, it's just better than burning them. She throws them on the campfire and toasts some marshmallows. No, well, she just gets rid of them.
No, like, you are right. I bring the worst clothes they possibly have because everything gets wrecked. And you don't want to be saying to the kids, don't be doing that. Don't tear your trousers. Don't get mud in your jumper.
No.
They're going to get manky. They're going to get filthy and they're going to make the best memories. And I've really taken the bull by the horn and I've gone all out now camping this summer and I've loved it. We've moved house, so budget was very, very tight.
Right.
So instead of having a big holiday, we've had loads of little holidays.
That's what we did.
It's brilliant.
Yeah.
It's brilliant.
Yeah.
And my husband, I can still work full time because he hadn't got, you know, unfortunately there was the bereavement of the family earlier in the year, so a lot of his holidays were gone, and with that illness, but so we had very little time left. But we've had loads of little small pockets of holidays all summer long, and the kids had a blast. They had a brilliant time, even in the storm. We brought the guitar and we'd sit there with our little lantern singing for hours,
singing in the rain.
Yeah. And it was great. It was even great the last time, our last camp trip, because like that was in the middle of the storm. And the whole campsite emptied.
And do you know what, though? The rain is sometimes a bit of crack in the sense that the last time we went, we were in Morris Castle.
Right.
Which is a brilliant site, by the way. It's right on the beach. Yeah, you climb over the dunes.
Beautiful.
You are obviously there, but it's absolutely, it's a gorgeous site, I have to say.
Really, and it's budget.
Loved. Yeah, absolutely.
It's reasonably priced.
Very reasonably priced. And it's the crack the kids just have there is brilliant. But there was a storm as well when we were there. Not really a storm, but heavy, heavy rains in the evening times. And during the night, you know, when you're camping, you hear everything noise. If it isn't the fridge going during the night,
it's your neighbour snoring.
The neighbour snoring. Oh, stop, that is comical, isn't it? It's like, who the hell is that? Like, how does she put up with that? You probably know it could be a woman, though. Could be me.
Women don't snore on you.
Apparently I do.
I doubt it. I doubt you do.
But the last time we went to Morris Castle, I woke up and here it was drip, drip, drip. And I was like, what the hell is that?
A leak.
Of course, James is snoring his head off asleep, you know. Dead's the world. And I literally jumped up and the trailer tent, because he hadn't pulled the bars tight, the water was actually after sinking in.
Oh,
so it was just as well I got up. I had to get a sweeping brush and whoosh all the rain off the tent. But I was like, you know, next day, do you realise we could have been flooded last night?
Did you get that? Do you coat your tent? Do you treat it, the canvas? You know, you can get some spray.
I haven't. Yeah, you can. And I
haven't done mine, but I should.
Board poop. That's the tip your man gave us. Is lethal on the tent.
Right, and bubbles. Did you know that? No. Bubbles? The children blow bubbles?
No.
Yeah, that's apparently...
No. And yeah, I know
it's good for the water resistant sea.
Yeah, no, it wasn't. Now, when I say it was just literally because the amount of rain. So it's a really, really, it's really, really good because it was just a tiny little drop. But I'm talking about the weight of the rain coming in and I just whooshed it off anyway. So it was grand. But there's like a resin you can get. One thing, when we bought our tent off, the guy that we bought it off, he said, do not wipe it with a cloth or anything like that. Don't go putting any products on it. But in fairness, it's been kept clean. We managed to keep it well.
You've used it a lot.
Yeah, we're 2 or 3 years now.
Yeah.
And I have to say, I love it.
I love it.
Now, saying that, I think for me, I do maximum 5 nights at a time. I think I might have done 6 nights in Morris Castle this year, but generally I do about 5 nights and
that's,
I think,
enough.
That's plenty.
That's enough. Any more than that might be too much and you're too tired.
And you don't want to do too little either because you're going to all that effort, as you said, like a Rubik's Cube, trying to fit all the stuff into the car.
Yeah, and your first night you don't really sleep. It's the second night you have a great sleep.
Yeah.
You meet the soundest people, very honest people, where you all share a kitchen, all your food is all in the one fridge. They're all strangers. Nobody robbed your food. Well, very seldom. I have heard that happening. But it makes great memories for the kids. Our kids tell the funniest stories about camping trips. Some stories that I'll forget, but that they'll remember, and they'll remember it later on when they're older, and hopefully they'll tell their children stories about that as well.
Yeah,
because they're great holidays. They're the simplest holidays, and they're holidays that suit everybody. They're holidays that'll suit my little 1-year-old right up to my 14-year-old.
Absolutely.
Everybody is entertained. on these camping trips, whether it's just sitting around or going for walks, like that, building a den, or maybe hiking, going for a little hike or climb a tree or something simple, like just and sitting around the fire.
It's generally very safe as yes. well, in the sense that it's all closed in. Like, you know, obviously you're not going to lose your child, but I'm just saying in general, the campsites have plenty of playgrounds nowadays and they're all very family oriented.
And there's loads of them.
Yeah.
There's loads of campsites it's everywhere.
It's become very popular. Everywhere. Hasn't it?
It is. There's nowhere you can go where you can't say you could camp nearby.
Yeah.
You know, everywhere has a campsite within 10 miles.
But one thing I will say is, I know now for next year in particular, I'll have to book the minute that, like, October. Yes. I think it's the end of October, Hidden Valley. You have to, that's when they're booking Lions Open. And I think it's January for Morris Castle. You have to get in straight away, because nowadays you can't, you literally cannot get a spot.
Yeah.
No, you can't. It's very hard. And I noticed that some of the campsites have raised their prices.
A lot. Well, what I noticed now, I went to one campsite this summer that charges €35 a night. That was charging us per person this time, and it was coming to 76, I think it was working out, per night.
Really?
And yeah,
that's
expensive. Hold on a second. I said, it was less than half price last year. And she goes, oh, I had to put up the right prices with VAT or something. Insurance. See, insurance has gone up.
Insurance. So you can understand. And you are getting, at the end of the day, if you were to go to Italy or something for a week, you pay an awful lot of money. And from what you're getting on the campsite, it's actually priceless. I actually don't mind paying a little bit extra. I know I've seen a couple of people complaining, but I have to say, for what you're getting that quality time with your family. You have your kids, you have your campfires, you're meeting great people.
And after you get the tent up, it's stress-free.
Yeah. And plus, I'd like me little campfire beers in the evening time, just, you know, like, we went camping with my aunt and my cousins this year. And it was just brilliant. You know, the kids went in, they watched a movie, and we sat after they toasted our marshmallows and told stories. Then they'd go in, they'd watch a movie on they had everything with them. They literally bought the same room and the kitchen. And they watched a film in Tanya's tent. And it was, like, brilliant, because we were just outside chilling with the adults, watching the stairs. Like, you really notice nature around you. I was, like, in Morris Castle in particular, just stargazing. And I was like, we don't do that enough.
No.
I think it's kind of like a primal thing that you go back to, is it? Or something?
I think we just are so busy being entertained that we don't. I was walking, we went camping there recently, and we went for a walk, and there was a woman, and it was a lovely early morning walk, and there was hares and there was rabbits and there was loads of birds flying. It was a beautiful morning, real crisp, cold morning. And there's a woman zooming past us with her iPod on, her earphones on. And I was thinking, she's missing all of this. Do you know, she was so focused and she was listening. She didn't hear the birds singing. She didn't hear all the rustling in the leaves. She didn't hear our kids running ahead, laughing and all this kind of stuff. These are the things that that we kind of miss because we're so busy. And I think when we're camping, there is no restaurants. There is no bars.
No.
We have our tent. We have our deck chairs. And that's it. We have nature.
Yeah.
And Ireland really is a beautiful country. If we could put it'd be even better. But if you do get the weather, Ireland is a beautiful place to holiday.
You wouldn't live. You wouldn't go anywhere. You would just literally just stay around here.
And you can have, you can go camping every weekend or midweek. If you can go midweek, even better, because the campsites are quieter. But it's a budget holiday. It's great fun. Your kids love it. We're next plan. Now, I didn't get to go to Nore Valley this year, unfortunately, but that's supposed to be a really popular spot. I'm looking forward to going to that next year. All my friends have been like that. Might meet you there, Anya.
I've been recommended by so many people to go to Nore Valley. That's definitely one I will be given that's on my go-to list. Obviously, you can't do them all.
No.
And I'd love to try a bit of wild camping, but I don't know if I'm mad enough for that yet.
Yeah.
As in, you know,
bring the toilet with you.
Digging a hole there.
I know.
There's
like the scouts.
Janie. Oh, did they do that?
They do.
Oh, really? Oh,
yeah, God. My son was telling me about
toilet roll is a luxury sometimes, even.
Yeah, it is.
And water to flush.
It is lovely. And it is getting back to basics. And it is getting back to nature. And it is all about enjoying your family time.
It is. That's
together. You know, in a peaceful environment and not a stressful environment.
Yeah. And I have to say, for me, my top sites this year were Hidden Valley and Morris Castle. I really, really loved Hidden Valley. I felt I had everything there.
It's an expensive site.
The lake, I thought it was okay now for
the
us.
Activities, I suppose.
It's the activities. But you see, if you buy the wristband, it's €12 and they can do 4 things on that wristband. But the way the playground is so big and it's grand, my kids actually, and then they have the lake, which is free, obviously, as well.
Yeah.
They do not recommend swimming in the lake on site, but you know, we just paddling around. But I have to say, we really loved it.
Do you cook on site?
I do.
Have you got a camping stove?
Well, yeah. One thing I will say to people is the best thing you can buy for camping is the mini fridge. I bought mine in Aldi this year and it was €60, I think. Probably right. less. But I have to say, what I do is I do a big shop in Aldi.
But you mightn't have EHU, electrical hookup, in your tent.
Well, if I book it, I will. If you book
Does
it.
Does everybody have them?
I have never used it. If I haven't got electricity, which I have had to do that on cases before because there was no electrical pitches, what I do is, you know, the picnic box?
Yeah.
You know, the ice boxes?
Yeah.
I bought a few of them, the ice packs, froze them the night before and then just... Like ice pack ham, ice pack butter, ice pack. But it's not the same as a fridge, obviously. But it does work if you pack it underneath to keep it somewhere low and your milk is stay fresh. And it's out of the sun, yeah.
Yeah.
But now with meat and stuff like that, I just found going to Aldi and booking the electrical pitch is dead handy because it's a lot less expensive. You're not eating in restaurants, especially.
True.
Especially because people who camp generally have a gang of kids.
Yes.
And that's why we kind of do it. Like, we kind of go, I'm not going to book a flight to Spain with 4 or 5 kids, 6 kids, 7 kids, whatever it is. It's handy that you can just cook on site. Yes. Everything's just... And you
that's
know,
what we do.
Enjoy, I enjoy cooking.
Yeah.
Like, I really enjoy doing
we
all
tend
that,
to go off
barbecue.
And buy shopping every day.
That was more expensive. I did a big shop in Aldi.
Oh yeah, but if you hadn't gone off, see, we've never used electrical. We're camping.
Yeah, but you're doing the other thing anyway. What I would say to you is literally do a big shop in Aldi, store it in your fridge, and you'll have your food for the week. Except for the milk, them smaller shops are a little bit more expensive than the bigger brand shops.
But they're not that much more expensive. I mean, somebody with a trailer tent wouldn't really notice the.
Change, yeah,
sure they wouldn't.
Anyhow, that's enough about camping for today because Eva's going to get it beaten. Thanks for listening and tune in next time if you have any questions you want to ask.
Or if you want to have any advice to give us for our camping trips next year, we'd love to hear them.
Absolutely. And where's your favourite spot?
Slán
Lath.